morning. Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. I'm your host, PJ, and in studio with me right now is Brad Baker, the County Administrator for Santa Rosa County, and also Sabrina, the Budget Director for Santa Rosa County as well. Welcome to the show.
Hey, PJ, good morning, and thank you for having us again.
Absolutely. Glad you're here. So you're in the middle of budget season.
Yeah, we just kicked off our new fiscal budget and started October 1st, and lots of exciting things going on in Santa Rosa County. And here today, we'd like to talk kind of the budget process, and we do have the request on the upcoming November 5th ballot for the voters to consider taking our half cent infrastructure tax and making it a full cent, and there's. With all of that being dedicated to transportation infrastructure, we've heard the citizens say the number one issue in Santa Rosa County is the traffic and the congestion, and we're trying to give the new board the tools to do that. And one of the priorities of the board is revenue diversification, and what this increasing the half cent to the full cent or full percent. It allows that revenue diversification. So just recently we lowered the millage rate in the county, which has a positive effect on your tax bill if you're a resident of Santa Rosa County. If you're a homeowner and you call Santa Rosa home, we did reduce the millage this year, and this will give the tools for the board to continue to look at that revenue diversification while addressing our infrastructure needs. And oh, by the way, and Sabrina will talk a little more about it, but we have identified over $400 million worth of infrastructure improvements that are needed in Santa Rosa County, whether that's capacity on the roadways, Four Landing, Berry Hill, Shemuckle Highway, Woodbine, Navarre Access, to capacity improvements, turn lanes, intersection improvements. We have several projects in the parks and recreational field, like our soccer complex in the south end. I mean, just so many things we've identified that if the people of Santa Rosa want us to proceed with that, there has to be a funding. And I tell people all the time, I'd really like something that 25 to 30% is paid from visitors of Santa Rosa County than from our residents. So that's why we're trying to really push revenue diversification.
Okay. So with the sales tax, for those that don't know, what is that sales tax all attached to? Is there certain products that people buy that sales tax will be applied to? And are there other areas where it might be exempted?
Yes, that's a great question. So it's not on groceries, it's not on medications, and it's capped at $5,000 total sales. So for example, I like to use the boat analogy. You go and buy a $20,000 boat, you're only going to pay taxes on the first $5,000 of that purchase. The rest of it is exempt. Increasing to the penny will make us in the same bracket as Escambia County. So many of our residents go to Escambia County to shop for clothes and things like that. And so they're paying 7.5% in Santa Rosa in Escambia County. And by increasing to a penny, you'll be paying the same in Santa Rosa County. And you're keeping that in the county. The great thing about sales tax proceeds is it has to go to those tangible items that our citizens touch every day. It's improving the roads. It's improving the parks. It's ensuring the sheriff's office has the cars that they need to get to the scene. So it's really those things that go directly into making the quality of our life better in Santa Rosa County.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and a quick clarification now, just so we don't get the people all upset at us. If you do buy that $20,000 boat, the discretionary surtax, which is what we're talking about, only applies to the first $5,000. You will have to pay sales tax on the remainder of it. But the discretionary side of the sales tax is limited
capped
to the $5,000.
Sure. You mentioned Escambia County is already basically at that level. How many other counties in the state have a similar type sales tax?
There's quite a few. I can't give you the number right off, but several.
Yeah.
I mean, this consumption tax is basically what you would call this, and a lot of the counties have gone to this because there are so many more regulations on property tax, if you will. So it's just, it's a fairer tax. Everyone pays it, including those visitors that visit our county. So it's across the board, across the state, people are kind of trending that way, if you will.
Yeah, and the consumption means that just that, you know, the more you consume, the more you contribute. If you don't want to contribute, you don't consume as much, you don't, mm-hmm. you don't buy things as much, and you contribute less, where, you know, your tax bill on your ad valorem rate, that's the millage that's set by the Board of County Commissioners, you're going to get that tax bill, and that's going to be your bill. You know, it's not going to vary whether you're spending money at the grocery store or the gas station, or you go buying clothes or any of that. You mm-hmm. know, it is applied to it based on the value of your home. So that's where we want to get into the revenue diversification and really give our board the opportunity to keep our ad valorem rate as low as we can while fixing the needs that the citizens have made a priority. You know, they have told us. And I guess the other thing we need to highlight is, you know, we don't have impact fees. This ballot language, the board has approved impact fees contingent on it passing. So when it passes, I believe, what is it, 90 days, Sabrina? And then so February the 3rd, I believe it is.
Yes, sir.
Impact fees will be in place in Santa Rosa County. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the board has approved them. This sales tax passes. So, you know, and what it'll really do is generate, with the impact fees, that's $3 to $4 million a year. The additional half cent will generate an additional $15 million, which will bring that to $30 million a year to go to transportation improvements. It can't go to salaries. It can't go to benefits. It has to go to capital items, like Sabrina said. So if you just do some quick math, I mean, that's the ability to bring $450 million in the next 15 years to do capital infrastructure projects that are needed in Santa Rosa County. We then tie that to some federal aid and some state aid and matching, which we've been very successful in our previous half cent in, and that could bring almost $1 billion to Santa Rosa County in the next 15 years. You know, when I was hired as administration, the board tasked me with coming up with solutions and long-term planning, and that's what this is. So now we're just trying to educate the public and let them make a decision. Do you want improvements in the next 10 or 15 years, or do you want to do it in the next 40 or 50?
Okay. We'll be back with Pep Talk right after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola is the area's premier bicycle store and full-service repair shop for all makes and models. They specialize in top-notch customer service with the largest selection of e-bikes around. Trek Store has a full line of bike accessories and racks and can fit all riders from a child's first to seniors. Locally owned and operated by Robbie Mott, serving cyclists for over 20 years, you'll experience the best at Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola, 701 East Cervantes Street, and online at TrekStoreGulfCoast.com.
Febreze.
As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust new Febreze car vent clips, now with 3 times greater scent control, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with new Febreze car, I know my car's going to smell amazing, which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up! Oscar! La, 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 la.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for our guest today. In studio is Brad Baker, the County Administrator for Santa Rosa County, also Sabrina, Budget Director. And we were talking about the current budget that's under consideration by Santa Rosa County and the penny sales tax as well, and what that would all go to support. So you were talking a little bit earlier about diversification of funding, and you kind of touched on it briefly, but I just want you to expand on it more, because I know a lot of voters probably think, have all the avenues been exhausted before approving something new? So you talked a little bit about state funding and other sources of funding. So those are revenue streams that you do pursue.
That's right. And, you know, we do a lot of grant funds in which we use for matching. And you're more competitive when you could put more local dollars into grant opportunities. And so that's what this would allow. I'll kind of defer to Sabrina. She's got a lot of the data, such as, you know, what's the percentage of our ad valorem collection compared to the other parts of the state. So, Sabrina.
Yeah, so we're currently at 36%. So of our total revenue, 36% of it is ad valorem. The state average is 26%. So again, another reason that we're trying to lessen the reliance on ad valorem, which is your property tax, and kind of diversify, find other sources that are paid by everyone, so the property tax owners don't have the burden of supporting the entire county and its improvements.
And if there are state grants out there, for example, they probably only fund certain things.
Correct. So with grants, you know, there's always strings tied to grants. We have found a sweet spot, if you will, with our HMGP, which is our hazardous mitigation grants, which go to improve where there's flooding for homes. And so those grants are 90% county or 90% FEMA funds and 10% county funds. So that's a great grant opportunity, which we have been successful. We've received, I think, over 5 or 6 in the last 10 years that have really made substantial improvements to our drainage system. And we also pursue transportation grants. We've got a couple in the hopper right now that are 50-50 match. So doing the planning and or the PD&E for Shemukla Highway, which is one of our main thoroughfares, and the widening of that. So that's currently in the PD&E phase. We also have the Navarre Community Access Road, another grant partially funded project that we're pairing with sales tax. So we, over the years, we've paired about $9 million of grant funding with sales tax and other county sources to accomplish about $40 million worth of projects. So, you know, that's almost almost a quarter of it is coming from grant funding to accomplish. So,
Brad Baker, County Administrator for Santa Rosa County, and Sabrina, Budget Director for Santa Rosa County, our guest today on Pep Talk. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for him. Brad, I think you were about to pipe in. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I was going to say, so recently, for example, a drainage project, let's say roughly $6 million. So that mean that we match that with $600,000 of local dollars to bring $6 million to drainage improvements to a residential area in our county. I mean, that's a good return on investment. And, of course, we all know we pay our federal taxes, so anything that we can do to bring money back home is a good thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but that I just wanted to use that example to show that the contribution of this infrastructure tax allows us to really leverage money and bring projects in that a significant amount of the funding is not coming from the local dollar.
Okay. Are there any bridge improvements that need to be made?
Yeah, we do have the Navarre Beach Bridge. You know, it's got about a decade left. We can probably get a little bit more with some increased maintenance efforts that we're doing to try to extend the life of that. But that's a major bridge. You know, we're going to have to look at the one over Quintet Road. You know, that was kind of a joint project between us and Escambia because it ties the two counties together. So, you know, we've done several big bridge replacements in the last 2 years. Mainly in our rural area, we had a lot of the wooden bridges, and you know, they just couldn't handle the weight of the new heavy equipment and tractors, etc. So, you know, I think we've replaced half a dozen or so in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And then really just capacity on our roads. We need capacity, whether that's turn lanes. We need some additional four lane corridors through there, intersection improvements. You know, we use the current sales tax to purchase some smart technology that, you know, shame on us, we should have done decades ago. But, you know, we're using the new technology that helps move the flow of traffic. So we invested $1 million last year. We're going to invest another $1 million in this year. I know everybody likes to talk about alternate means of transportation. So we're investing over $1 million last year and another $1 million this year into sidewalks, mm-hmm. you know, bike lanes and sidewalks to give people alternate transportation means. So lots of cool things. I would really push people to go to our webpage, www.santarosa.fl.gov. We created a penny tax page on there to give you all the information about the current half cent, what we've accomplished with that, and what the plan is if the voters so support a new half cent. And then if nothing else, if they don't support it, they can get educated about all the projects that do not have funding identified for them yet.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure the county has something like a five-year plan in place for certain roads that need maintenance or replacement at a certain time. And then on top of that, you combine it with the fact that the area is growing, there's more tourists, there's more people interested in moving to the Panhandle, and then so it opens up opportunities for, okay, well, now we need some expansion in our lanes and some additional improvements. How do you balance all that?
So we do have a capital improvement plan, and the board votes on that and prioritizes the projects. And then, like you said, we have to do annual maintenance. You know, we probably resurface 20 to 30 miles of road, you know, in the last few years. What was it, Sabrina? 142
miles have been resurfaced with the current half cent. And with 1,600 miles of road, we need to be resurfacing approximately 75 to 90, somewhere in that range, annually to be able to keep up with our road structure. Mm-hmm. And we're not hitting that mark. We're about 40 to 50 miles a road a year with all revenue sources, not just the sales tax. So this additional half cent will greatly help us make sure we're hitting that mark and just maintaining our roads, you know.
All right. We'll be back with Pep Talk after this.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions today. Brad Baker, County Administrator for Santa Rosa County, and Sabrina White, Budget Director for the county, our guest today in studio. We're talking about the county budget that's under consideration, spending a lot of time on the highway transportation budget, but also I know that the county also takes care of parks and rec, tourism, the extension office, the sheriff's office. Are there any changes for those budgets as well?
Yeah, so the board did approve the budget, and it includes support for those things, the health department, the extension office, you know, the sheriff and all the elected officials. They have to run their budget through the board for adoption, and they've done that. You know, you talk about tourist development. We do have a tourist development board, and, you know, they do their budget. And, you know, what people struggle with it, we are a little different than Escambia County in that aspect. You know, we have to really just use ours to promote tourism in Santa Rosa County. We can't use it for infrastructure. We can't pay the sheriff to provide protection out on the beach for it. You know, we can't even pay the lifeguards that out there with ours. And it's all because of the amount of revenue we generate. So that is a little different in Escambia that people struggle with. But, you know, really we're very interested in getting people involved. So if they could just, you know, go to www.santarosa.fl.gov. Look at our budget page. We're being more transparent now than ever. We have the OpenGov platform where you can look at the budget. You can look at our expenditures. And reach out to us, 983-1877. If you would like to get more involved in the budget, we'd be happy to sit down and talk with you. If you've got ideas that we can streamline or better practices we could do with the county, we're very interested. We are both lifelong residents of Santa Rosa County. And we're invested in the community, and we just want to make Santa Rosa County a better place.
Absolutely. So Brad Baker, County Administrator, and Sabrina White, Budget Director for Santa Rosa County, thank you so much for being our guest today on Pep Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you.